if he could only beguile his famously Christian chief of staff by performing an on-the-spot paranormal demonstration. Might this be the moment that the supernatural began its journey towards official recognition by the U.S. Army? This is why General Stubblebine seized the opportunity to say to General Wickham, "I can do it for you now, if you like. I can bend a spoon for you right now, if you like." And this, General Wickham told me, was General Stubblebine's error. "I didn't want him to bend a spoon in the middle of a party," he said. "It was an inappropriate place to do it." It was exactly this sort of over-enthusiasm that led to General Stubblebine's enforced early retirement. But the supernatural war against Manuel Noriega did not end with General Stubblebine's departure. 5 years later, in December 1989, the U.S. launched Operation Just Cause to depose Noriega and put him on trial for cocaine smuggling. But when American troops arrived in Panama, they discovered that Noriega had gone into hiding. An agency within the U.S. government, Sergeant Lynn Buchanan told me he couldn't remember which it was, and anyway, he said, the information was probably still classified, called up the psychic spies. Where was Noriega? Lynn Buchanan sat inside the clapboard building in Fort Meade, put himself into a trance, and received a powerful impulse regarding Noriega's location. "Ask Christy McNichol," he kept writing on a piece of paper. "Ask Christy McNichol." Sergeant Buchanan was certain that the TV actress Christy McNichol, who appeared in Starsky and Hutch, the ABC miniseries Family, The Bionic Woman, and The Love Boat 2, held the key to the whereabouts of General Noriega. At that time, in December 1989, Christy McNichol had just recorded the CBS special Candid Camera, The First 40 Years, had a guest role in Murder, She Wrote, and had starred in the erotic thriller Two Moon Junction. "Ask Christy McNichol," Lynn continually wrote in his trance state.